This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. One up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter.
Time for some more adventure down on the farm. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. You can check out our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. Later on in this hour, we're going to talk about farm aid. We're also going to be looking at a new brand of jeans that's very helpful. I find this kind of information to be helpful for all of us to consider and understand what's going on in the grow area of the American Family Farm and how perhaps we can do some things that we're not really planning on doing. Growing hemp is another thing. I wasn't planning on growing hemp 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, but I sure am now. There are a lot of new crops on the scene, things for us to talk about to make your farm more viable, which is the real reason for being on the American Family Farmer. I started this show 4 years ago at the behest of somebody who's a great mentor and friend in the radio business, who knows my passion for farming, and said, you should do a show, figure out how to do it. We did it. It was a kind of a downloadable thing at first, and then we put it on some radio stations, and it's now on 230, 240 stations around the country, plus our podcast every week, which goes through a lot of the information. I like to start each hour by focusing on something that's newsworthy, and I think this is one of the great ideas. Frankly, we need more of this sort of thing. The state of Delaware has preserved this year 134,000 acres of farmland permanently. And this is the 23rd straight year of easement selections made by the Delaware Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation. Many states have something like this. Not many states are doing this much to help preserve farms. Many of the farms in this round, this year of preservation would not have been preserved without matching funds from a number of sources. There's money from the USDA, their Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Navy has a Readiness and Environmental Protection Integration Program. Who knew that? That's one of the reasons I'm telling you this story, because there's a lot of stuff in here that will give you maybe some ideas where you can go and how you can protect land that wants to be protected. Sussex County Council in Newcastle, City Council, Kent County in Delaware, all working to help save 134,000 acres, 111 farms, there are 6 farms in Newcastle, as a matter of fact, 39 in Kent County, 66 in Sussex County. And this sort of speaks to something that I've been talking a lot about, not only on this program, but my regular Monday through Friday morning program, the DJV show, that's heard around the country on about 300 stations. My passion for farming, and now my passion for saving land, built on my own experience of trying to save my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, which I bought and paid too much money for when the economy was good and I had lots of cash. It was no big deal until depression, people call it a recession, but the depression of 2009 affected this business, my business, the broadcasting business, the advertising business, more than any other business. So my ability to pay the steep mortgage on the farm went up in smoke. So I've been finagling, spent all the money that I had and all that I could get from other people to help me save the farm. And now we're going to be growing hemp and cannabis in an enclosed environment, the cannabis enclosed environment. But the reason that I mention it is because it is a way of me preserving the farm when there is not a lot of help being offered by the state of Massachusetts or the federal government, because our land here is too expensive. My land, frankly, is worth $400,000 an acre. And so with that, how are you going to, you know, the state programs value it, they'll give you $10,000 an acre to protect it. Well, nobody's going to take that, so the developers come knocking, and that's the end of that farm. And so that's, it's not as valuable in some of these other places because it still is an agricultural area. See, my area, which was agricultural for a long time, isn't any longer. It's a suburban community, bedroom community of Boston. There's only three farms left. So nobody's going to spend a lot of money, unless you do it in a private way, to save the farms. And so I tout this because it's a way for you to see how the public and the private sector have worked together when these farm owners, they have no ability to, they can't do, they can't make any money. You can't make any money farming. So how do you preserve farms in an era when there's no money to pay the bills? And that's how we were confronting this very, very dramatic situation, the reality on the family farm. And that's one of the reasons I want to focus later on in the broadcast on Willie Nelson says is their focus, their approach to saving more farms, the 23rd annual Farm Aid Concert. So we'll talk about that. But anyway, back to what we're doing with the Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation in Delaware, selecting farms approved for easement purchase using sort of a discounted ranking system that maximizes the benefits for the taxpayers in those areas. The foundation doesn't own the land, purchases landowners' development rights, and places them in a conservation easement, which is what I also was trying to do. It's called transfer of development rights. It's something that is, it's something that it's just another tool in the toolbox, but more needs to be done in various places to save the farmland. It's really the Navy, I thought, was an interesting participant in this. They work with the state of Delaware and some other states, working farms, rural lands. But what it does is enable military readiness, the ability of servicemen and women to perform critical naval flight activities in the area they call the Atlantic Test Range, which has to be over vacant land. So they're saving vacant land so they can keep teaching pilots, and if the land gets built up by homes, they can't use it anymore as a test area. I thought that was pretty interesting. And then you look at the inclusion of county government, city governments partnering with the state to add county funds to some of these properties, state resources. It's important, I think, to have state resources used for this stuff. Again, a lot of states just don't have, they're blind. Massachusetts is completely blind to this. There's now legislative priorities to kind of wake the state up to the plight of the farmers. Even the regulators don't have a clue. And that's what's kind of disappointing about all of this. So, kudos to the Delaware Department of Agriculture. The information that I have here is really something that I think we can all get excited about. And you can send, if you go to the American Agriculturalist, that's where the information is, you know, their website. And you know, maybe take this information and go to your state, go to your county, go to your city. See if people can't drum up a way of saving development rights, because that's what this really is all about. 15 past the hour. In a few moments, we're going to figure out what this Wrangler Jeans project is all about and how it affects and impacts the American family farm. Right now, I want to talk about what impacts your ability to get a good night's rest. Farmers need their rest. This time of year, we work from the sun up in the morning to the sun going down at night. And by the time you've had your dinner, you're ready to go to bed. If you have problems sleeping because you're worried about your bills or worried about lots of things, and then the additional distraction of pillows that are lousy, mattresses that are lousy, sheets that are uncomfortable, you flip-flop around all night long, you wake up with a sore neck, a headache, feel like you need a nap even before you go out to take on the day. So I'm going to tell you about the patented fill inside my pillows and how I'm using them and people that I know are using them to support their neck, support their back, so you get a better night's sleep. That's it. It's not how much time you spend in bed. It's how much you have quality sleep, how much time is devoted to having your eyes closed and you're really off in dreamland. My pillows are made in America. Yes, this is an American product. Has a 10-year warranty. You can try any MyPillow for 60 days. If you don't like it, you send them back, get your money back. Wash them, dry them in the machine. This is an amazing product. Go to MyPillow.com and see what there is there. There's a pretty good example. Using the DJV code, you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Try finding anything like that. One pillow for twice that much money in any of these bed stores. Lowest price right now for you is to use the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Get a good night's rest, farmers. Have a great night so you have a great day. You've got a lot of work to do. So get those pillows, all kinds of discounts on all kinds of pillows, mattresses, mattress covers, sheets, that whole thing, all in the catalog. You can find it at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save a lot of money. You get, actually, shipments free as well with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a really interesting, well, you'll be the judge of that. I think it's an interesting story. That's why I'm telling it to you. Rowan Atwood joins us now from Wrangler Jeans. He started a project that's all about sustainability. It's all about sort of making complex systems more easier to maneuver, shall we say. Wrangler is something, that's a brand. Many of us wear Wrangler jeans on the farm. Is that why you decided to do this? Because you know that much of your audience, much of the numbers of people that buy Wrangler products are farmers. Is that where this all started, Rowan?
Well, hey, thanks, Doug. Yeah, I mean, it's about looking into our heritage and who Wrangler is. The first Wrangler jean was created with someone in saddle in mind, actually, switching the fell seam from the interior to the exterior. It meant that someone who was riding in a saddle over, you know, many hours wouldn't be chafed in the inner leg. So we do think of farm and ranch as our heritage. And, you know, looking back at, you know, the origins of this, what we call the Rooted Collection. It was very much about who we are as a brand, who we sell to, and sort of the American fabric that that provides us with food and fiber every day. It is about, you know, the people that we wanted to ultimately reach and sell to, but it was more than that. It was really about celebrating these individual, unique farming families that have a commitment to land stewardship. That's what got us really excited about putting this collection together.
I don't want to talk about the families and how they fit into this, but I also, this is from the basic Hello Cotton 101 department. How does cotton become denim? Now, how did denim, what's the, I don't, cotton is cotton, denim is denim, but denim is cotton.
Yeah, I'll give you the 30-second quick supply chain overview. We go from cotton, and of course cotton goes to gin, where it's separated from seed hull, and we have this usable fiber. That fiber is then put into what we call a lay-down process, where these bales of cotton are opened up, spun into yarns. That yarn is then dyed, or at least one of the strands is dyed, and then it's woven into a fabric, cut and sewn, finished. That means we get these cool, you know, looks and striations, and then you have a finished pair of jeans.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm. You can run
call about local, local farming, the American family farm, which is a tradition in danger. So we come up with ideas every week, talking about different things you can do with your farm. I never would have thought growing cotton would be something that we'd be doing on American family farms. But then again, as I said a few minutes ago, I didn't think I'd be growing hemp on my farm either. So we're adapting to the needs that people have. And certainly with the use of denim and the cotton, which is necessary, there are cotton growing states. A lot of farms are growing cotton. So we're trying to marry that idea with what Wrangler is doing now, because they're using 100% local sustainable cotton in this new collection of jeans that they have. So is this, we're using local cotton for this product, is it just being sold in America, or is the rooted collection being sold all over the world? So it could be said that a lot of these local farmers are helping create a worldwide market.
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, the Wrangler Rooted collection in its initial launch here over the past 2 months is just a U.S.-centric collection. It's just sold in the United States. But we're in the process of planning how can we take this to other geographies. How can we have a cotton program that's comes from a locals, the same version of Rooted, but local in other geographies. But we're not leaving out the U.S. farmer. We're actually going to be asking some of our U.S. growers to help engage with other growers around the world to talk about land stewardship practices, because what we found is that our U.S. cotton growers are some of the best in class. They do a considerable job. They have advanced skills, and they have an incredible amount of knowledge. So we're planning on some rollouts where we're asking some of our growers to actually train some Greek cotton growers and work with some Indian cotton growers. And there's already a great collaboration with Australia. You know, across the 17 cotton growing states, you know, I think the one downside with the Wrangler Rooted collection is we could only tackle five. We'd love to do all 17, and I think there's a vision to roll this out in more states and engage with more farming families. But you know, as it stands right now, we it's been primarily a U.S. launch.
All right, so let's talk about what is needed in terms of soil preparation. Is this different than growing other commodities like corn, or you heard me talking about hemp? What's different about the needs of the soil and the farmer in terms of being able to actually grow this stuff? There are only five states, I think, you said, or mm-hmm. your company has said, that we can grow this stuff. So what makes these states unique, and how can we find more farmers to help you in your pursuit of excellence here?
Yeah, and actually it begins with that pursuit of excellence, and let me correct myself. I mean, we could access cotton from all the 17 different states, but what makes these five growing families unique is their commitment to land stewardship. And what do I mean by that? It means three things. They're doing three unique things on farm and in their row crop. One is that they're growing cotton, but they're also growing other crops. We want this crop to be grown in a rotation with other crops. Actually, a complex rotation is what has been deemed as the most beneficial to soil. So three different crops in the same field over a five-year time frame. So many of our growers are growing cotton, corn, soybeans. Others are growing cotton, peanut, sorghum. Whatever that rotation is, that's super key. The second sort of key practice that we think is really important is the use of cover crops, the use of a non-cash crop in the off-season, whether that be hairy vetch, clover. In western Tennessee, it's turnip radishes to let the water infiltrate down into the water table.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. And they rot out. You know, those turnips rot out and the water goes down into the table. And then the last practice is terminating that cover and using a conservation tillage practice. That's a very elegant process where you open up the earth. It's kind of a, instead of tilling open the earth, you got a 6-inch slit, drop in the seed, and, off grows your plant. That cover terminates and actually provides a weed barrier, preventing weeds in the
refreshing to hear somebody who knows their way around this. I'm glad for the explanation. We continue on the American.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The helpful focus for the American family farmer doesn't exist. It's probably in the dead of winter, but we can be thinking about how to improve our lot. That's what the American family farmer is all about. For the family farmers, farm businesses that are run by farm families and the locavores that use our products. I don't know that I would have thought about using Wrangler jeans as an example in terms of how we support and sustain farms. But listening to this conversation, even the dullest of us would say, this is pretty interesting information. Rowan Atwood is here with us from Wrangler Jeans. It's called their Rooted Project, and they're trying to take their footwear, apparel, and use sustainability in areas where local farmers can create a new, I guess, the new world order of farming. Farming is changing so much. And now, there are only five states. The reason that I wanted to focus on this with you, Rowan, it's more how you spread the idea. It doesn't have to be cotton. It doesn't have to be Wrangler. It could be, as I've talked about, this whole focus on hemp. I could see hemp jeans being made because the product is just as flexible as cotton. I wouldn't be surprised if Wrangler looked at doing something like this to help farmers in other areas, because hemp is going to be something that will, that is now and will be as we move forward, not just something medicinal, but the fiber of the hemp is something technical difficulties happen. And so I was in the middle of going off on a treatise, Rowan, about hemp. I don't know how much you heard as to whether we could use your example for cotton in those five states, and can we grow upon it using hemp, for example? Is that something, and again, I apologize for the technical problem. I don't know what you really heard.
No. That's just fine. I think I'm excited about the opportunity that hemp has for all of its products, right? Whether that be CBD oil, whether that be, just the gas waste material, or for fiber and putting it into clothing is absolutely a possibility. We've been experimenting with a few blends, and I know that at least in the Southeast, there's a lot of former tobacco growers that are looking at the hemp crop as a viable opportunity. And it sounds like you are too in Framingham.
I'm looking at it because I don't need corn anymore for my cattle. The dairy operation I had closed down 3 years ago, so I don't need to keep the dairy animals around the clock, around the year, and so I don't need that. I've got a lot of acreage that I've been trying to figure out how to put into hemp for 3 years, and the state's so backward, I'm still trying to work through all of that stuff. But I think calling on some of these people, some of the farms that you've worked on, I'm looking at the farms, one in Athens, Alabama, one in Leary, Georgia, Conway, North Carolina, the business in Big Spring, Texas looks to be pretty exciting. So all of these are examples. So do you point to these and say to other farmers in these states, look, we need more cotton, look at this, and are you helping them in ways other than showing them how to grow the stuff? Do you offer a premium for the use of their land to grow really good cotton?
Yeah, great point. And don't forget Tennessee, Bridge of Tennessee, the Pugh family. don't leave them out.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it's a great question. I think that what we've had to really do, and I will say they're teaching us. I mean, really, we're learning from them. They're really kind of the leaders in their community in terms of land stewardship practices. So we actually consider them a broader part of
why?
The
Why? Let me interrupt you for a second. Why is it important for Wrangler, Rowan, to get involved in sustainability? But usually products that come from people who are using them, I laud you for it, but I think it's unusual. Maybe that's part of what makes this an interesting conversation, is that you actually are taking soil health to heart. And most people who are growing commodities don't give a damn. They're buying the commodities. They're not worried about the quality of the soil that the commodities grow in.
Yeah, that's true. It's supply chains can be nameless and faceless. You can operate in a commodity supply chain and never know where your product comes from, which is what's so unique about this collection, these farms. It is traceable that this gene comes from the Lasseter family or comes from the Pugh family, Smith family. Mm-hmm. And I think that the reason why is because we are just at a critical juncture in time and in history. There's an urgent need to be able to respond to global issues, and whether we're managing wastewater at a factory and recycling wastewater, or figuring out new ways to invent indigo dye and apply that to yarns and utilize new manufacturing methods, that extends all the way down into the very origins of where our product begins, which is on farm, on field.
Okay. And so, but we go from the field to other, in order to make it the shirt or the pants or whatever it is, you need to go from the farm and the cotton to a process that then brings it to being able to actually be manufactured into clothing. And that I find also, you're finding local companies, if you will, in these same areas where the stuff's being grown. So you're putting people to work there as well as on the farm.
That's right. This was fully made in the United States, both the jeans and the T-shirt. The jeans was a little bit easier. All the cotton came from the five different states, went to Mount Vernon Mills in Tryon, Georgia, and then was shipped to El Paso, Texas for its final cut, sew, and finishing. The T-shirt was trickier. There was actually like six steps. We had the cotton, but it was spun in Kings Mountain, North Carolina by Patrick Yarns, was then shipped to Lumberton, North Carolina with Contempora Fabrics. And then Carolina Cotton Works did the finishing in South Carolina, and then cut and sew happened in Andrews, South Carolina, and printed in Burlington, North Carolina. So there's these
these micro little supply chains. You can see this hub that we've kind of built of all these different actors that are helping us bring this product to market. But it's not easy. You know, the manufacturing community has been challenged.
And that's it. You've got the trade. You've got the stuff made in China and competing with it. You see, this is the thing. This is where we fall asleep in America. It's like food. We got to pay for quality food. You want good food? Costs money. And these genes are not cheap. So do you find that because of the process and your involvement in doing it the way that you're doing it, that are you concerned about the price point maybe being too much to be used on the American family farm? Can the farmers afford to buy what you're making with their product?
Ah, great question. This is your Saturday night gene. This is not for your everyday worker. It's true. It is priced as a premium, but we need to come out the gate strong, right? We need to come out with something really meaningful. That's why we had the traceable to the farm. We wanted to do the made in the USA. We have a lot of state pride in trims. Like on each shank, button shank of each pair of jeans is the state silhouette. And inside there's all these trim details that celebrate the best of state pride. So you're right. This is sort of a celebration gene, if you will. But now, as we've launched this, we can also dial it back and figure out ways to reduce cost and bring it down to price points that can become an everyday wear. But today, right now, it sits sort of as a
Saturday
product.
Night gene. I like that. I've never heard that before. It's a Saturday night gene. All right, we continue. A few more ideas here from Rowan Atwood. Congratulations to Wrangler for following through, if you will. Here's something that you may find is worth your following up on, following through on. Old vehicles around your farm. You can't repair them anymore. They're all rusted out. They're taking up space. Maybe you're like me. Every farm has a junkyard. I got balers and old rakes and all kinds of old equipment, and I'm cutting it up to donate it. I don't have to do that. I can just call 888-342-4483 and get somebody to come over with a truck and take all this old equipment. You got old trucks around, motorcycles, cars, boats, trailers, whatever you have. If you would like to donate it to help the institute, I guess the inference here is that American family farming is an institution and we want to save it in any way we can. So that's why this move for the American family farmer, donate, support one of the great institutions, the U.S. family farm. 99% of family farms are operated at a loss. Good God, isn't that awful? How do we manage that? So let's see if we can help a little bit in holding on. Vehicles are accepted, as I say, tractors, trucks, old equipment, motorcycles, boats, trailers, you name it, you can donate it. Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction in most cases, so this is doing good. Help protect and preserve the tradition of family farming. Donate your vehicle or your old piece of equipment today. Call 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or you can go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. That's AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Complete the online form, and they'll come pick up your whatever it is that you want to give to this purpose. That's a cool thing. 888-342-GIVE or online. Fill out the form at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
In the U.S., we've made great progress in getting rid of deadly diseases, but recent measles outbreaks are a grim reminder that we're still at risk. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, vaccinating your child is one of the most important decisions you can make as a parent. Babies can be protected against 14 diseases by the time they're 2 years old if they're vaccinated. Just as you'd never leave home without buckling your baby into a car seat, protect your child from infectious diseases as early as possible. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Learn more at healthychildren.org. If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. The Addiction Resource Center is a free alcohol and drug helpline staffed by counselors and available 24/7 at 1-833-301-HELP or visit addictionresourcecenter.org. A message from Addiction Policy Forum, a nonprofit group started by families who've been where you are. Reach out today. That's 1-833-301-HELP.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here, with a focus on tips for beginning farmers. One of the great things, I think, is you look ahead, the optimism that some people find, especially with young women who are interested in going to the farm. So there are a lot of people that are coming from the farm, maybe going back, if you will, younger people. Pathways to farming, consideration for beginning farmers, going to school. A lot of people, there's some great college, land-grant colleges that are teaching kids how to do it. One thing you got to do is know what your goals are and what your abilities are. Are you strong enough? Are you smart enough? Are you aware enough as to what really has to go on? That's the number one thing. And then, as with any other business, you need to develop a business model. Develop the idea and then analyze it from all kinds of different angles so that you understand what you're going to be getting into. The third thing in terms of starting farming, make sure you keep your business finances separate from your farm. I have not always done that. I'm sorry, a business from your personal finances. I think that's the hardest thing to do, frankly, because they're one and the same for most of us who are on the farm. Whether you got a small farm, you're raising produce or animals, whatever it is, you live it. You breathe it. So everything seems to come in the same focus. Okay, my personal life is the farm. So that's something I think you got to be aware of, though. And then make sure that you're managing your risks. You've borrowed money, probably. You dream big. You want to make sure you're doing it right. You don't want to get in trouble with the bank. Always keep your banker friends abreast of what's going on your farms. Relationships, and that's number five. Relationships are key. Connect with other farmers, connect with people who are in the state extension services, and connect with the businesses that are going to use your products. Those would be really important, good tips. I hope you'll find them good tips for beginning farmers here on the American Family Farmer Show. This is a very interesting reality for me, and not the usual conversation we'd have here on the American Family Farmer. Rowan Atwood with us for a few more minutes. If you go to the website, the official Wrangler website, which is Wrangler, W-R-A-N-G-L-E-R, who doesn't know how to spell Wrangler, he's on the farm, Wrangler.com, look at what they are doing. They're explaining what we've been talking about for the past half hour, how you are planting and then what's going on, how this stuff moves from one place to another and what it ends up in terms of jeans and shirts and tops and that sort of stuff. It's iconoclastic to be sure. It's a good story to tell, And it's reality for some farmers. Did they find you or did you find them? Did you go out looking for these people to grow this stuff?
Yeah, we went out and found them. We relied on our seed producer, or BASF, as a seed company, and they said, hey, we got some great growers for you. But, you know, once we met them and broke bread, spent time with them, it was really became clear that it was about celebration of their story. It's really, it is a Wrangler product, but honestly, when I think about it, I think about the people behind it. I think about the family farms that spent the time laboring on the land, committed to the future generations and driving soil health. And that's what really inspires me about it.
It's good work. It's very interesting. Thank you. Good to make your acquaintance. Rowan Atwood from Wrangler Jeans here on the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus on farm aid in this year's edition of that coming up in a matter of moments. I also want to remind you of our weekly podcast. It's always fresh and new at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current one that's there, they're all, they have their own little intriguing nuance. There are little gems in them. The focus on what farm products can be sold to China in the current podcast. And then I talked to a fifth-generation farmer, owner of the Pearl Farm. His name is Michael Pearl. Grew up farming, went to the University of Kansas, and then went off to work in the advertising business for 30 years. And he came back to the farm in Kansas City. He continued to work in advertising, but he felt that it was an important thing for him to go back and save the farm. And then he started planting vegetables for his family, and the crops blossomed into a business, and he got out of what he had been doing for 30-some-odd years and started up a roadside vegetable stand near the farm and offered his produce at farmers' markets as well, selling to restaurants. So it's a good story about how somebody comes from the roots, leaves, and then comes back again. So often you hear these stories today of people who leave the farm and they don't come back. And then there's also me talking about the pros and cons of having solar on your family farm. So that's all in the current edition of American Family Farmer Show, the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I want to talk about farm aid with you and why it's so necessary this year, right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Every day in the United States, 10,000 people turn 65. Specialized health care for these older Americans involves a wide range of considerations, like safety in the home.
Oftentimes, the most important thing is making sure they can easily get up and off the toilet. The big thing on the toilet is making sure you have some grab bars or some way to actually help prop yourself up. Because oftentimes, they're very low. You can raise those up a little bit, and that can also help people get up and off the toilet. Those are very big areas for fall risks for those individuals, so that's kind of what we focus on.
Primary care internal medicine specialist Dr. Paul Takahashi says seeing how their kidneys are doing is also important.
When people go to their doctor, we say, let's make sure we take a look at your kidney function or look at your sodium and potassium blood minerals. Because oftentimes when we get older, those minerals can become a little bit out of range if they're too high or too low. That can make people very, very sick.
Dr. Takahashi says osteoporosis screenings are also essential. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
On the road again.
So, this is the season we start talking about farm aid, and this year they're responding when I say they, the organizers, Willie, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, Bonnie Raitt, Margot Price, and Tanya Tucker on the bill of fare this year as well, with a focus on dairy. The Wisconsin dairy producers have invited Willie to do the 34th annual Farm Aid Benefit Concert, and it'll be on the 21st of September at the Alpine Valley Music Theater in East Troy, Wisconsin. The Farm Aid guiding foursome of Nelson and Young and Mellencamp and Matthews, some new names as well. Live Nation placing tickets for Farm Aid on sale on the weekend, so you can get your tickets. $43 billion a year in income for Wisconsin, the dairy farmer, the dairy industry generates, and yet they've lost hundreds of farms in the past few years. The state of dairy is been destroyed. You can thank George Bush and his cronies for allowing the Sweezer family, encouraging them, in fact, changing the rules so that one company could control almost all of the fluid milk supply in our country, and the farmers who are dependent on nuts you don't sell on your own farm, although a lot of people are doing it now. But if you're feeding into the pool, you're getting screwed 87 ways from Sunday. And there will be a lot of focus on how that happened, what can be done to fix the problem. Mellencamp says we're bringing farm aid to the heartland because we need to show the country what's happening to the people who grow our food, and more importantly, to dairy farmers. You don't know where your milk comes from. You don't care, I'm guessing, but you should, because pretty soon it isn't going to be there. Farmers need us, and we need farmers. That's what they all say, the producers of Farm Aid. So you want tickets? They're on sale at farmaid.org/festival. That's farmaid.org/festival for Willie Nelson and Farm Aid 2019. I'm going to try to get to it myself and maybe do some programs around it, but it's certainly something we've got to work on. More awareness. Thanks to Willie and the boys and the girls from Farm Aid this year. 59 past the hour on the American Family Farmer Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.